Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the last Aliyah in Parsha's Kiseitse, that's Perek Chav Dalid, Pasuk Yod Dalid. The Pasuk tells us, Lo Sashek Sachir Ani Ve'Evyon, do not withhold the wages of an Ani or an Evyon, Me'achecha from your brother, Oimi Gercha Asher Baratzucha Bisharecha, or from a convert that is in your land, in your gates. Be'yomi Titein Sachari, on the day you shall pay him his wages, V'lo Yisave Olav HaShemesh, and the sun shall not set on him, Ki Ani Hu, because he's an Ani, V'lo Yikar Alecha HaShem, and he shouldn't call it Hashem because of you, V'hay B'chachet, and you're going to have a sin in you. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yod Dalid. Lo Sashek Sachir, V'lo Yikar Kasa, doesn't already say in the Pasuk that you're not to withhold the wages? El Lavra, El Evim Beis Lavin, this teaches that if a person withholds the wages of a poor person, he's over two Lavin. Go to the next Rashi, Evyon Hatoiv L'Chodover, this means he desires everything, he's so poor, he desires everything. Migercha Zeger Tzedek, this is referring to Ger Tzedek, a convert. Bisharecha Zeger Toshev Oichon Veilus, this is referring to Ger Toshev, he's still able to eat Neveilus, he's not a full-fledged Ger. Asher Ba'artzachal Rabbis Schar Behem V'Kalim, this includes the rental fee for an animal or for Kalim, even that you have to pay on the day. Pasuk Yazvavin Rashi, Elav Hu Noisei Snafshei, El Asachar Azeh Hu Noisei Snafshei Lomos, he gives over his very life for this work. Alaba Kevish V'Nitl Be'ilon, he goes up the ramp, which means he's involved in construction projects. He climbs the tree and he hangs himself from it in order to be able to pick its fruits. He really gives his life over for it. Either which way, you're going to have sin if you don't pay him. If a man calls out to Hashem because of that, so then Hashem is going to punish that person even quicker. And back to Chumash Pasuk Tazayin, a father should not die because of children, and children should not die because of a father. Each man shall die because of his own sin. Let's see Rash over here, Pasuk Tazayin. This is because of the testimony of the children. Vim time, if you're going to say, Bavayin banim kvar nemar, it already says, Ish b'cheta yumasu. Avol misha ene ish. Someone who's not a man, meis bavayin aviv. He will die because of the sin of his father. Tanim meisim bavayin avosim b'dei shemayim. And children might die because of the sin of their father. This is b'dei shemayim. This is only Hashem is able to mete out this punishment. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yodayin. Lo yisatem mishpat ger yasayim. Do not pervert the judgment of a ger or an orphan. Lo yisach b'o beged almana. And do not take the garment of an almana as a security. Zachartin, you should remember, ki ever yisim mitzrayim, that you were slaves in Mitzrayim. Yiftach Hashem lekecha misham, and Hashem your God redeemed you from there. Al kein enoichem tzav chol ha'asayis is d'var hazeh. That's why I'm commanding you to do this thing. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yod Zayin. Lo'esat ha'mishpat ger yasayim, v'al ashek var hozer. About a wealthy person already says lo'esat ha'mishpat, you're not allowed to pervert judgment. V'shana ba'ani lavra ala b'shnei lavin, and over here the Pasuk repeats it regarding a poor person to tell you that a person is going to get two lavim if he perverts the judgment to be against a poor person. Alfisha nokal hatis mishpat ani yoser mishel asher, since it's easier to pervert the judgment against a poor person, easier than able to do for a rich person, that's where the Pasuk repeats itself to warn a person not to do so. Not the time of lending. That's the reason why I redeemed you, to guard my commandments, even if there's going to be a little bit of a loss of money. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yotes, when you harvest, you harvest in your field. And you forget a bundle in the field. You shall not go back to take it. It shall be for the ger yasam and almana, so that Hashem your God can bless you with all of your handiwork. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yotes, V'shachach to Omer, V'loi Gadash. It's not talking about forgetting a pile. Mikan Omer, from here they say, Omer Sheish by Sosayim Shachach. If a person had a bundle of grain and has two saw of grain in this bundle, which is really the size of a pile, and a Shecha, that's not considered Shecha, and you're allowed to go back and take that. Basada in the field, the Rabbis Shechas Kama, this includes if a person forgot to cut some standing grain, Sheshachach Mikzasim Liks, or he forgot to cut it, so he has to leave that also. He's not allowed to go back to cut it. He's not allowed to go back to take it. Mikan Amr, from here they say, if something's behind him, he has a bundle that's behind him, that's considered shecha, shalafanav. But if it's in front of him, in the shecha, it's not considered forgetting it. There's no isser of turning around to get it. He doesn't have to turn around. It's right in front of him. The only isser, the chiv of shecha is that if it's behind him, not if it's in front of him. So that Hashem could bless you. And even though this mitzvah came about inadvertently, he forgot something, and now he has a mitzvah for forgetting it. For sure, if a person does a mitzvah and he has intent to do so, he's going to get a lot of schar. And Rayata, say from now, let's say a coin fell from his hand, and a poor person found it and he used it for his very livelihood, a person is still going to be blessed, even though he didn't do it on purpose. He forgot this coin, he dropped it, he's still going to be blessed for that. And back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf, a similar mitzvah to what we just learned, which is shecha in a field. Now we're going to be talking about olives. Kisach, when you beat your olive tree, that's the way to get the olives off, by beating the tree. Lecha, do not remove its glory from behind you. La ger lo yasim l'almana, yeah, it should be for the ger yasim and almana. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf, lo yisafair, lo yisital tif'arte mimenu, do not take its glory from it. Mikan shemanichim pe'el ilon, this teaches us that we have to leave a section of the tree unharvested. We have to leave it for the poor people. Acharecha zushecha, this is talking about if you forgot something on the tree, don't come back to take those olives. And back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf Aleph, ki siktzer karmecha, when you harvest your vineyard, lo yisail l'acharecha, do not take the young grapes after you. La ger lo yasim l'almana, yeah, it should be for the ger yasim and almana. Zocharta kevet yisabert mitzrayim, and you should remember that you are slaves in the land of Mitzrayim. Al kenu neichem mitzav cholasus hadvar hazeh, that's why I'm commanding you to do this thing. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, lo yisail l'matzos abay lelis, if you find young grapes, lo yisikuchena, don't take it off the tree. And back to Chumash, Perek Chafei, Pasuk Aleph, ki yiriv ben anashim, if there shall be a dispute among men, v'nikshu al mishpat u'shvatim, and they approach the judge and he judges them, v'yitzdikus at tzadik yishivas ha-rasha, and they vindicate the tzadik, and they find the rasha guilty, v'hayom bin ha-kais ha-rasha, and it shall be that if the rasha ought to get struck, v'pilu ha-shefet v'ko'o lefanov, and the shefet shall cast him down and strike him in front of him, k'dei rish asai, based off of his rishas, his wickedness, v'misbar by count. Harbayim yakenu, he shall strike him 40 times, lo yosef, not any more than that, pen yosef ha-kais ha-ela makarabo, lest he add on and strike him many more times than this, v'nikla chicha le'necho, and your brother will be degraded in front of your eyes. And now the pasuk says, lo yisachsim shor b'dishai, do not muzzle a shor, an ox, while it's threshing. And let's see Rashi over here, pasuk alef ki yiriv, if there shall be a dispute, saifim liyas nigash mel hamishpat, at the end of the day, they're going to have to go to the judge. And mer me'at, we're going to say from here, ein shalom yetzim teich meriva, we see that no peace is going to come from fighting. Mi garmo light lifresh min hatzadik, what caused light to leave the tzadik? Talking about Avram Avinu, have it emer zum meriva, this was a fight in between them. Vershiwas a rasha, and he's going to find the rasha guilty. Yachol, you might say, says Rashi, the kol mechavim badin liken, that anyone who comes out guilty in judgment, they're going to get struck. Tam lemer, is why the pasuk says, the next pasuk tells us, v'hayim bin ha-kaisa rasha, that if he ought to get struck, meaning pa'amim like pa'amim ain't like, sometimes he's going to deserve malchus and sometimes not. Umiyo ha-like, and who's going to get malchus? L'maydim in ha-inyan. Let's learn from here, lois achsam shar b'disha, this last pasuk that we read that said, do not muzzle an ox as he's threshing, that type of lav a person is going to get malchus for. Lav shalain nitek lase, this is a lav that doesn't have an assay that can fix it up. A lav hanitek lase is that you did this lav, you were over on the commandment, but there's a way to fix it up. For example, stealing. A person is told do not steal, however, if he does steal, he should return it. That's a lav hanitek lase. A lav shalain nitek lase is something he can't fix up with an assay. Once he muzzled his ox, it doesn't say now you should unmuzzle it, and therefore he's going to get malchus for that type of lav. Vip la shayfit. Mlamis teaches us she'ain malchun isai lo amid v'lo yashiv. When he gets struck, when he gets malchus, he's not standing or sitting. Elamuta, he has to be bent over. Lafan of kedeirish asai ulaachrav kedeish time. In front of him, he gets the amount of his wickedness, and behind him, on his back, he gets double the amount of his wickedness. What does that mean? Mikan amru, from here they say malchun isai shtei yadis milaachrav. 2/3 of the malchus he gets whipped on his back. Ushlish milafanov, and 1/3 of his malchus he gets whipped on his front. B'misbar by count of any nukud misbar limit shudavik leimar misbar arbaim. There's 40 v'lo arbaim shleimim, but it's not full 40 malchus. Elaminyan shu seikim umashim l'arbaim. It's the number which gets you to 40 v'hem arbaim chaser achas, and that's 39. Meaning he has 39 malchus and not 40 malchus. And pasuk gimel and Rashi lo yosef, do not add on. Mikan azar l'makas chaveri. This is a law for one person to strike his friend. One man is not allowed to strike another. V'nikla chicha, lest your brother be degraded in front of you. Kol hayom kari rasha. That entire day he's called a rasha. But umishalaka, the moment he gets struck, he gets his punishment. Kari chicha. Now once again he's called your brother. And pasuk dalet and Rashi lo yisachsim shor b'dishai, do not muzzle an ox as he's threshing. Now Rashi tells us lo yisachsim shor b'dishai dibra kase b'ayve, that the pasuk is talking about what is common. But v'huat din l'chol b'hem achayev ha'ayv, this is the same thing with any sort of animal or bird, a wild animal, ha'isim melacha, that's doing some sort of melacha for you, sheib dvar maichol, that has to do with food, and you are not allowed to muzzle it, you're not allowed to prevent it from eating that food that it's doing the work with. Imkein lamin emar shor, so why is it that says shor lo haitzias adam? This is excluding a person. There's a positive commandment to allow a person who's doing work for you that's food related to be allowed to eat that food. However, there's no negative commandment, there's no lav. Only by animals is there lav. B'dishai, while it's threshing, says Rashi, yachol, you might think yachsemenim b'chutz, that you're allowed to muzzle him outside. Talmud, that's why it says in the pasuk lo yisachsim shor mikol makom, you're not allowed to muzzle him at all. V'lomen emar dayish, so why does it specify while he's threshing if this lav applies even while he's not threshing? L'mer to tell you, ma'dayish miyocha, just like threshing is unique, davar shaloi nigmar malachtoi, because the process of this grain has not been completed. V'gidulim in arts, and we're talking about something growing from the ground. Afkol ki'etzibay, so to any malach that's similar to that, you're not allowed to muzzle him, or by a person doing malach like that, you have to allow him to be able to eat this. Yatachav v'amgav v'amchabetz, this is excluding someone who's milking an animal, or he's making cheese, or he's curdling it, This is not talking about something that's growing from the ground. Yatza halash v'amakatev, shenigmar melachta el chala, yatza habaydel b'tmar megregres, shenigmar melachta el meisor. Any sort of work to do with food that is not comparable to daesh, so a person is allowed to be muzzled, meaning he is not allowed to eat from that work that he's doing. And back to Chumash Pasuk, hey, ki yeshu achim yachtov, when two brothers live together, umeis achad mehem, and one of them dies, uvenein lein, he doesn't have a son. Loisia eshes ameis achutz el ish zar, the wife of the deceased should not marry out to a random person, yevama yavei aleha, her brother-in-law who's called the yevama, he should marry her, lekach aloi leisha v'yevma, and he should take her as a wife and marry her. V'haya habachar asher teled, and it shall be the oldest brother whom she shall have children with, yakam al shem achiv hameis, he shall stand by the name of his brother, the deceased one, v'lo yimach hashmei Yisrael, and his name shall not be completely erased from Klal Yisrael. So this is the mitzvah of Yibam, and let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Hey. Rashi tells us, ki yeshvu achim yachtav, when brothers are dwelling together, shahais lahem yeshiva achas ba'olam, they had one yeshiva, one dwelling in this world, prat le'eshes achiv shloha ba'olamai, prat le'eshes achiv, this excluding the wife of a brother, shloha ba'olamai, that was not in this world. So let's say we have an older brother, we'll call him Reuven, he got married, and sadly he died without children, and only afterwards Reuven's mother had a baby boy, so that baby boy does not have a chiv of Yibam, because he wasn't alive when his brother was alive. Yachdav, hamyuchadim nachla, this means that they are together in the nachla, in their heritage, prat le'achiv minayin, this excluding a brother from a mother. So if Reuven and Shimon are brothers from their mother, and Reuven dies without children, so Shimon does not have a chiv of Yibam, only if they're brothers from the same father. Ubein ein lo, he doesn't have a son. Ayein alev, this means we shall check into him. Bein oibas, it's not specifically a son, it's also a daughter. Oibein habein, oibas habein, oibein habas, oibas habas. If he has some sort of living descendants, so then there's no mitzvah of Yibam. Pasuk Vavin Rashi tells us, v'haya habachar, gedoil ha'achim, this is talking about the oldest of the brothers, whom Yabim Isa, he has the mitzvah to do Yibam. Asher teled, pral ha'ailinus, this excluding a woman who can't have children, she'ene yoledes, so then there's no mitzvah of Yibam with a woman who can't have children anyway. Yakam al-shem achiv, zesh Yibam es ishtai, this brother who did Yibam with his brother's wife, yitol nachlas hames benichse aviv, he gets to take the portion of his brother who is deceased in the portion of their father. V'loy machashmai, prad le'isha sris, this excludes the wife of someone who is sterile, shashmai machoy, his name is erased anyway. The only reason why this brother who's alive is going to marry his deceased brother's wife is in order to be able to have children, and those children could be called by the name of their father. But if their father anyway wasn't able to have children, so now there's no mitzvah of Yibam. But back to Chumash Pasuk Zayin, v'm lo yach b'itza ish l'kachas his yivimtai, if this man doesn't want to marry his yivam, he doesn't want to marry his sister-in-law, v'al se yivimtai ashara, so his yivama goes to the gate, el zakenim, to the elders of Amra, and she says, me'ein yivami l'hakim l'achim shem b'Yisrael, my brother-in-law does not want to set up, he doesn't want to establish a name for his brother in Yisrael, lo yava yavmi, he doesn't want to marry me, v'karu lo yziknei yirei v'dibru elav, and so the elders of his city call him and they speak to him, v'amad v'amar, and he stands up and he says, lo yachafatzi l'kachta, I do not want to marry her, v'niksha yivimtai elav, and his yivama, his sister-in-law, approaches him, le'ein azkenim, in the eyes of the elders, v'chaltsa nahalai me'al ragalai, and he should take his shoe off of his foot, v'yarkabafanav, and she spits in it, v'ansa v'amar, and she speaks up and says, kachay yasal ish, so shall be done to the man, asher lo yivnes beis achiv, that does not want to build the house of his brother, v'nikra shmai b'Yisrael, and his name shall be called in Klal Yisrael, beis chalutz hanal, the house whose shoe was removed. Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk zayin, hashara kitargumai lisra beis dina, pasuk chesen Rashi, v'amad b'amida, he has to stand up, v'amar and say b'lshen ha'kodesh, he has to say this in lashon ha'kodesh, v'af hi d'vorel b'lshen ha'kodesh, she also has to say this in lashon ha'kodesh, pasuk tesen Rashi, v'yarka b'fanav, l'gabe karka, she spits in front of him, meaning on the ground, she doesn't actually spit in the shoe, asher lo yivne mikan l'misha chalitz, this teaches us that if a person did chalitza, shelo yachzer v'yabim, he's not and now change his mind and say, you know what, I'll marry her. Deluxe, if it doesn't say asher lo yibana, who didn't build in past tense, el asher lo yivne, who does not want to build in the future, v'kim shelo yibana, shuv lo yivne, now that he didn't build when he had the chance, he is not allowed to continue building, meaning he's not allowed to marry her once chalitza happens. Pasuk yudin Rashi, v'nikr shmai mitzvah, kol ayim sham leimar, it's a mitzvah for everyone who is there watching the chalitza to say, chalutz hanal. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Aleph, ki inatzo anashim yachtov ish v'achiv, if two men are fighting together, a man and his brother, v'karva ishas ha'echad, and the wife of one of them comes close, l'hatzol es isha miyad makehu, to save her husband from the one who's striking him, v'shalcha yada, she stretches out her hand, v'chzikim mevushav, and she grabs his embarrassing place, v'katzoysa es kapo, and her hand shall be cut off, lo'esach es enecha, your eyes shall not have pity. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Aleph, ki inatzo anashim, soifin lovi de'amakas, if people are fighting, they're going to end up striking each other, k'mashenemar, like it says, miyad makehu. No peace is going to come from people fighting. And this means you shall charge her a monetary payment, the value of the amount of money of his embarrassment. Everything is dependent on the one who is embarrassed and the one who did them. embarrassing. Maybe it means that we actually cut her hand off. Namar Khan, it says over here, Lois Sachais, you shouldn't have mercy. Namar Alon Be'edim Zayman, it says about Edim Zayman, Lois Sachais. Ma Alon Mamin, just look over there, we're talking about a monetary payment, Afkan Mamin. Over here, it's a monetary payment as well. And back to Chomesh Pasuk Yud Gimel, Loi Yalacha Bekischa, you shouldn't have in your pouch, Evan Va'oven, a stone and a stone, Gedailu Ktana, large and small, and Loi Yalacha Beveischa, you shouldn't have in your house, Efa Va'efa, a measure and a measure, Gedailu Ktana, large and small. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Evan Va'oven, Mishkalis, this is talking about weights, Gedailu Ktana, large and small, Gedailu Kshema Cheshes Esaktana, the larger weight is actually contradictory to the smaller weight, Shloi Hei Naitel Begdailu Machser Bektana, he shouldn't use the larger weight to be able to take something, and he shouldn't use the smaller weight to pay or to give something. He has to have good, kosher, even weights. Pasuk Yudan Rashi Lo Yalacha Imas Isakein. If you do this Lo Yalacha Klum, then you're actually going to end up with nothing. So let's go back to Chumash. Pasuk Dezvav Evan Shlema Vatzedek Yalach. You shall have a perfect and honest stone. Efa Shlema Vatzedek Yalach. You shall have a perfect and honest measure. Lamanya Richu Yamecha. So you could have long days. Alo Adam Asher Hashem Lekecha Nes and Lach on the land that Hashem your God gives you. Kito Avas Hashem Lekecha Kol Eisa Eila. Because it is the abomination of Hashem. Anyone that does this, Kol Eisai Avel, anyone that does Avel by having these false weights. And the pasuk continues, Zachar Es Asher Asa Lecha Amalek, remember that which Amalek did to you, Baderech Betzeischa Mitzrayim, along the way when you were leaving Mitzrayim. Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk Yud Zayin, Zachar Es Asher Asa Lecha, Im Shikart Midas Mishkalos, if you're going to be dishonest with your measurements and weights, Havi Daig Migeri Ha'ev, you have to be afraid that you're going to be provoked by the enemy. Shinemar says, Maizni Rima Tevas Hashem, Uksiv Basrei, Bazadin Riave Kalin. And back to Chumash pasuk Yud Ches, Asher Karcha Baderech, they chanced upon you along the way. They killed all those who were stumbling at the rear. You were tired and wary. And they did not fear Hashem. Let's see Rashi over here. This is a lashon of they chanced upon you. Another way of understanding this is lashon keri v'toma. They actually metamed them. They contaminated them with homosexual relations. That has to do with cold and heat. They actually cooled you off from your burning fiery passion. Everyone was afraid to fight you once you came out of Mitzrayim. And this one started up, and they showed everyone else that it's not so bad starting up with the Klal Yisrael. This is a mashal. We have a boiling hot bath. No one's able to go into it. One crazy person comes along. He jumped and went inside. Even though he was burned by jumping in, he cooled it off for others, and now he made this pathway for others to go down as well. They cut you at your tail. They would cut off the bris mila, and throw it up to Hashem. These are people that didn't have strength because of sin that they did. The anan, the cloud of glory, it would spit them out of camp. And those are the ones that Amalek attacked. You were tired with thirst. And afterwards it says, Amalek, and you were wary by derech from the journey along the way. They didn't fear Hashem, and they didn't mind doing bad to you. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Tes, V'hayin, it's going to be B'haniach Hashem Lekecha Lecha, when Hashem your God gives you rest, Mikol Oyevecha Misaviv, from all your enemies around, Ba'aretz Asher Hashem Lekecha Nesein Lecha Nachla L'Rishta, in the land that Hashem your God gives you as an inheritance, Timche Ezecher Amalek, you shall wipe out the remembrance of Amalek, Mitachs Hashemayim, from under the heaven, Lois Ishkach, you shall not forget. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Tes, Timche Ezecher Amalek, Me'ishad Isha, from man unto woman, Me'oil Vad Yonik, from infant to suckling, Mishar Adse, from ox to sheep, Shloye Shem Amalek Nizkar, so the name of Amalek shall not be mentioned, Afilu Al Behema, even with reference to an animal, Loimer by saying, Behema Zehu Mishal Amalek, so this animal actually used to belong to Amalek. We have to wipe out every single last vestige of Amalek, Timcha Zecher Amalek Mitachas HaShemayim, Loi Tishkach, everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.